This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I hope it's Sanity. I hope you feel it's Sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Become aware. Not woke. Please don't become woke. Become aware. That's what I want. Anyway, always a pleasure. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me. He was once the chairman of the California Republican Party. Don't know where it's at. Don't know what it's doing. Don't know how it's trying to take back, the state. When I say take back the state, I'm not talking about take back the state for the purpose of the Republican Party. But when you think of the laws, the rules, some of the draconian things that the legislators are doing, you sit and scratch your head and go, oh my God, do they not see it? I say yes. No, they're very self-unaware. I get that part. But yes, I believe they do see it. I believe they know exactly what they're doing. And they don't care. Sorry, but they just don't care. And I started reading it earlier. It was California that fed up with both political parties. Now, look, I understand the show is often in many other states, but here's the thing. How many of these things that California does is sad, extremely sad. But how is it that some of the laws that we sit here and that we fight against as conservatives, all of a sudden I see them popping up in other states, in other places? What do we have, the highest mark on the absurd meter? And the other states are looking for the most absurd law they can come up with, so they go after California's and they do it that way? I don't know. But many California, again, they are, and I don't blame them. Where is the fight from both sides? Many voters are questioning if either party is really equipped to address the crime crisis happening here. Some people feel like both sides are inadequate to handle it because they're using old solutions that never worked in the first place. But that's the thing. Who's using the old ways? See, the Democrats think that the way to do it is to be more lenient, try to understand where these people came from and help them out. Work with them. That's what nobody loved them. Nobody gave them a hug or a kiss or something. I don't know. Remember ISIS? The whole problem with ISIS was nobody gave a job. It was unemployment. That's right. They were all killing people because they didn't have a job. I don't know how you get this crazy. San Francisco resident Paul said that he leans Democrat. And he feels that both parties, he doesn't agree with either one of them on how to handle crime. During his State of the City speech back in March, San Francisco Mayor London Breed, a Democrat, she always said the progressive city had been plagued by rampant vandalism, car and home break-ins, drug use, gun violence. Will you allow gun use in the street? I mean, drug use in the streets. You have shoot-up booths. So they don't feel so bad when they're shooting up. Are we for real? Too many people across the city don't feel safe, Breed said. Then she went on to downplay crime reports as noise from the right-wing media outlets. God bless. She said, you know, there's a lot of noise about what's happening in our city. You see, if it's a headline often in the right-wing media, what right-wing media is in San Francisco? Are you for real? There ain't no right-wing, real right-wing media there. Now, you know, there's a lot of noise about what's happening in our city. You see it in the headlines. Often it's right-wing media, she says. They love to talk about San Francisco, don't they? You see it on social media. You see it on, videos all over the place. But are they telling you the whole truth? Yeah. No, they say the same thing about L.A. at times, but yet you go down there, you'll see the truth. You'll be like, oh, my God, did I take a wrong turn? Am I now in, wherever, some third world nation? You really believe that when you see what's going on down there. Now, one fellow from San Francisco said, I think the business owners should be in charge. The problem is that would probably be Republicans. Why is that a problem? If the Democrats, see, this is the part that bothers me. If the Democrats are running your cities, the Democrats are running your states, the Democrats are running your town, and crime is running out of control, as Trump once said before, what do you got to lose? Why wouldn't you go with the Republican? Why wouldn't you go with the conservative? Hey, look, there's a lot of conservatives that aren't Republicans. Right? So why wouldn't you go with that person? Why would you keep voting in the same person or the same people, the same party, the same theology, ideology, over and over and over again and try to figure out what's going on? The Los Angeles police chief spoke up and said, robberies involving firearms are up 44%, and they're becoming more violent. We need to do something about the gun violence. Well, do something about it. Put the criminals in jail. Really, I mean, just to simply say, stop manufacturing guns? Okay, that'll work. Los Angeles, robberies involving a firearm have increased 44%, according to a report last month from the LAPD. Now, citywide, robberies have increased nearly 18%, and they've become more violent as well. Geez, everything's becoming more violent. More stuff going on in the streets, more stuff going on in the homes, the robberies, the break-ins, the shootings. Anybody paying attention? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know what I say, be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, then you are simply part of the problem. It means you're not doing anything. I don't care if you have to make phone calls. I don't care what you have to do. You have to try to get some of the messages out there. And don't jump all over the place like I do. My God, you get just more confused than I am. What you want to do is you want to make sure you latch on to one thing that you really, really are passionate about, learn as much as you can about it, and get the message out. Make sure that people know what's going on. Well, since I don't always have a clue, I bring in the guy that does have a clue. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time, because he does have a clue. He's going to be the chair of the California Republican Party. I don't know what that is anymore. Do you have an address for them?
Oh, wow.
You know? Wow. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just sorry. What do we have? Senators or something? I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
How you doing, Joe? Always good to be on.
I'm doing fine, Tom, here in the Land of the Loons and enjoying myself tremendously. I don't know if I've had anything to talk about if I really didn't have to pick on the legislators here in California most of the time.
Well, you can, yeah, that's true. You can talk about that crime so bad in Santa Monica, the post office has stopped delivering mail in some areas. That's impressive.
But yeah, you know what? That's just smoke. That's just noise. I don't know why you even bring it up. Just they'll tell you that. Just ask them. You know? I mean, the shooting up in Northern California, the police chief up there was screaming, look, this is because they're treating criminals like victims. But nobody's listening to him either.
Yeah, no, it's true. Although, you know, the Gascon recall is real, and the recall of the San Francisco mayor, there was a pull-up that 68% of the people was favored. And remember, 70-something percent recalled the school board. So yeah. Things are happening. I think Californians are bottoming out on crime. And, of course, gas prices are what pushed Gavin Newsom's approval rating below 50%. So people are awake, but that doesn't mean that there's enough of them to vote to throw out Gavin Newsom.
Well, the Gascon recall took off. It was doing really well. It has slowed down a bit. So we're hoping that a lot of people feel like they already signed it, and that's part of the problem we're having.
Yeah, well,
they're not understanding.
Yeah, that happened that was the problem for us when we were gathering signatures to recall Newsom. I still think it'll qualify. There's enough big money around these days, but. Again, I mean, the crime is ridiculous, and the Democrats have zero intention, literally, of resolving that. They're not going to repeal the $950 limit on crime, or the $950, sorry. And there's just no way around that. And this is causing, you know, crimes now. Americans in total believe that crime is out of control.
Right.
And it's, even if it doesn't have a huge impact on California elections, it's certainly going to have an impact on the national election.
You know, it's funny. So if there was an item on sale for $1,100, I mean, if it was $1,100 and it was on sale for $920 and you steal it, are you above the law or below the law? I wonder how that works, but anyway.
Interesting, yeah. But And the border crisis is part of this as well. You had a New Hampshire Democrat senator the other day complained to Biden that they needed to put more resources on the southern border. If you get a New Hampshire Democrat beside the president on the southern border, you know the issues that Democrats feel are dividing them and going to cause them problems this fall. And that's certainly one of them.
But, Tom, what's it going to take to move them? There's a lot of complaints going on. They see what's happening. Fentanyl's coming up through the southern border. I had somebody on the show the other night talk about the amount of deaths we've got with our young people, and you know, 90%+ of this stuff is coming up through the border, and our border people can't keep up with it. But they don't seem to want to do it. The administration doesn't want to do anything about it. And Gavin's welcoming them in with open arms.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're going to pay a heavy price this fall for this. And you know, I still think that they're going to lose above 40 seats, all other things being fair and equal. And then once they lose those seats and they lose the Senate, then Biden's alone, the president claim, if you prefer, and they're not going to be able to rally the American people and policies will change. But they are committed to their current path and have no intention of changing that anytime soon.
All right, but you know, again, I'm going to take the other side of this, right, which is, are we sure that our Republican legislators that we put in there are actually going to make changes? They're actually going to do something. They've had the ability to do it in the past, and they don't always come true for us. I mean, what's going to force them to do it this time?
I do think on issues like crime and the stuff, you know, they did do something on it. They were building the Southern Wall last time around. And the Republican president did change policy on a number of items. So I do think on crime and the border that they have done things. That doesn't mean they're going to do, you know, reduce the size of government. I don't believe that. But I do believe that they are going to have an effect on crime and the border, because the border is there. Republicans have been campaigning on the border for as long. You know, they like that issue. So I do think there will be action related to that.
Man, I really do hope you're right, because I know in the past some of them, and you've got a real chasm with some of the really hardcore, you know, right wing people and some of the more moderate, middle-of-the-road Republicans. So we got to go for a break. Somebody's got to pay for it. Plus, you're cutting checks, so we can keep talking. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more. Tom Delbert Carl right after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Inflation keeps increasing, and it shows no signs of letting up. Lance Pry reports.
Inflation climbed higher to a new four-decade high, 8.5% in March, forcing Americans to pay even more for basic goods. The latest uptick marked the highest annual rate of increase of inflation since December of 1981, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday morning. Excluding volatile food and gas prices, the CPI still jumped to 6.5% year over year.
In related news, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin blamed the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve for soaring inflation, calling it a disservice to the American people. Food prices rose 8.8% over the past 12 months, while gas prices were up 48% on the year after an 18.3% increase in March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Come see your host. Show comes to you live from the state of fruits and nuts, and I do mean fruits and nuts. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He was the chairman of the California Republican Party. And I'm sorry, Tom. I still got to find out where they are. Love to visit with them at some point when they show up. And
well, they're having a convention right down the street from you next week.
Okay. Will there be Republicans there?
In Anaheim.
I'm sorry.
You need to show up.
Why? So they can tell me how wrong I am? Right?
Get involved.
I am. You know I'm involved.
Opening again where you tell everyone to get involved?
Yeah. Yeah, I am involved. And you know that. But around here, whatever. Anyhow, don't get me. You're trying to get the blood boiling. I know. Don't worry about it. So I am thoroughly convinced that the California legislature, the loons up there are bent on not just running the state into bankruptcy, but thinning out the herd by about 60%. Because they've come through with a slew of bills that would empty this place out in a heartbeat. And one of them was on hold.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the one that was going to force every employee in California to be vaccinated. Isn't there anybody sitting at a table up there that goes, hey, think about that. Do you really want to do that?
Excuse me. I'm choking on the thought of what you just described. No, the answer is there is not. Because these are people that went to public schools their whole lives, worked in government agencies their whole lives or were politicians at some level, always spending someone else's money, never having been involved in business in a significant way. And all they do is see the profits of some bigger companies and say that, okay, well, California's healthy, therefore we can do whatever we want. Add into that this notion that they want us to have a 32-hour work week. And their theory, and this isn't anything new, the 32-hour work week, of course, some of it's in Europe. But if you want the European growth rate of 0%, maybe you should listen to them. But this notion that, well, if you restrict everybody to 32 hours a week, then other people can work the 8 hours that they're not working, and therefore you will increase the number of employees. Now, this initially is targeted at, notice they use the word target as opposed to design for, this is targeted at large companies. But we already know that since 2018 to June of last year, 265 companies of 100 or more, and that's a lot of people, mind you, 265 of them have already left the state. And we're talking companies as have headquarters as big as, you know, Wells Fargo down to Joe Rogan's company,
right,
or Tesla, right?
Yep.
And so the big companies have already been leaving for states that don't have these type of regulations. Now, first, let me tell you, the idea of a 32-hour work week would lead to more jobs is a fallacy for a number of reasons. Principally, there's several reasons, but, you know, look, there's already this, they already have reason enough to leave, you're just adding to it.
Right.
But let's just say they were forced to stay here for whatever reason. The problem is that in California, it isn't just the wage that makes labor so expensive here. So even if you're paying someone $20 an hour, the reality is the total cost of the employee when you put in workers' comp, lawsuits, and all the regulations related to them is in the high 20s. It's well over 35% of the salary.
Right.
So to say, okay, they'll just hire other people to finish out the work isn't that simple, because you're adding more labor issues to your company, and especially at a moment where you have high energy prices and all these other things which are costs you cannot control. You don't get to control how much gasoline you have to pay for gasoline. You don't get to control how much you pay in rent or similar things. Certainly these big companies don't. So when the one variable that is the easiest to control is the number of your workforce, and for large companies, where that workforce now is. And because these large companies are facing, other than, say, a Toyota that left, are facing a lot of people working at home, it is very easy for them to relocate out of the state and avoid paying taxes in California. This will just make it all the more so.
I totally agree with you. I have a friend of mine that moves those big CRC machines, you know, the machinist's machines. And, I mean, last year alone, he said he moved over 300 companies out of here, all right? Actually, I shouldn't say that. He shut down and, in some cases, moved companies out of the state of California because he had to sell that equipment or repossess it or what have you, or move it to Texas, Oklahoma, and Utah. And
yeah, absolutely. And remember this. We're coming out of COVID where small businesses, the number of small businesses that were open between January 2020 and mid 2021 was reduced by almost 41%. 41% of small businesses closed in that 18-month COVID restriction period. And so they're so stupid that they're going to make it expensive for big companies to hire and maintain it here. And it goes back to your question. Do they ever just wake up and say, oh, this is a bad idea? Isn't somebody saying to them this is a bad idea? No, they're creating the perfect social justice state. But you know what? There's no social justice without a job.
No, and this stuff constantly floors me. You know, you look at some of the laws that they were trying to push through. I don't know how far along some of these are yet. But one of them that scares me is SB 1464 to require law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders. So, you know, unlike these health orders are not law, if you would, number one. And number two, you're putting these, this is exactly putting these police officers in the position of walking into a restaurant going, okay, no mask, turn around, put your hands behind your back kind of thing. This is ridiculous. They're trying to a degree, they're trying to create a police state. And then one of the other ones, which was AB 29.
For their preferred issues, not the normal police state, which would stop crime. This is for their preferred issues. And look, they've been emptying out jails. I doubt that they're going to put masked employed people in them.
You're right. Look at one other one real quick. It would reclassify the sharing of COVID-19 misinformation by doctors as unprofessional, and it could result in them losing their license. Now, the part that scares me is they're going to reclassify what misinformation is. They're going to dictate to us what that is, right?
Even though they've been proven wrong on so many issues related to this. So, yeah, California is pretty darn messed up, and this is what a one-party system does. It certainly needs a very active and vibrant alternative being given to the voters.
And I see that that Governor Newsom is actually going to give, $400 gas tax rebates. And I don't know if you followed it, but they tried to, was it Kevin Kiley put that bill forward that would suspend the gas tax? And before they got done arguing it, it would have ended up increasing gas taxes, which I just think is hilarious. How did that happen? You've been up there. Hold on. I'll say it.
Nice tease.
You like that? All right. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Only the Dems can do that. Take a bill that's cutting taxes or putting them on hold and somehow find a way to tax you even more. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. I hope you can host on the place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, always a pleasure to have you. All right, I got to bring him on. I got to ask him a question. Tom Delvecchio joins me, as he does from time to time. Tom, you know, Moonstruck, you've seen Moonstruck. I would hope you've seen Moonstruck.
I have not.
Are you for real?
That is how much I dislike Cher currently.
Well, I saw it long before.
Honest answer.
I saw it after, I think, her second facelift. So that was a while ago. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
All right. Well, anyway, there's a lot of scenes in there. I always joke that was my living room. That was my kitchen. That was, I can relate to almost every scene.
I don't have any doubt.
You know? So, all right.
Our kitchen was an assembly line where we were involved in the cooking and setting up. That's what my dad once said. I had all you kids to work for me.
Look,
honest to God.
Yeah, I know how that works.
I asked him for in 1968. I asked him for an allowance. 68, so it's a couple weeks ago. He said, "I'll allow you to eat It's you, everything I say.
That's so funny.
Swear to God.
God. Oh, we could tell these. I mean,
Sebastian Yana. What's his name? Sebastian Yana. What is his name? The comedian talks about how he said to his dad, you know, I got to find myself. And his dad said to him, you're right here. I found you. You're right here. Now go get a job. But dad, I'm 8 years old. Start a business.
But wait a minute. You know that's what you heard growing up. It's what I heard growing up, too. You know, don't tell me you can't do it. And don't come back in the house until you finish. And I don't care how cold it gets.
Exactly.
Right? So, you know, we have an election. I don't know if you know this. We have an election coming up this November. And everybody's all excited. Well, the Republicans are going to take the House. They're going to take back the Senate. I believe they will, too. But I don't think it's a slam dunk, and I don't think we can rely on it being a slam dunk. And, you know, I don't even know what that means if we don't really take control of both of those houses and those guys get strong. What do you see as one of the biggest issues we can win on or is going to be an issue to overcome?
Well, first of all, I'd like to toot my own horn here. In 2010, 12 years ago, in Obama's first midterm, I predicted the Democrats would lose 65 seats. I think I was the only pundit nationally who went anywhere near that high. And, of course, they lost 63. So you were wrong.
Okay. All right.
I feel pretty strongly the number of seats will exceed 40 that are losing. And today we got more information as to why that's going to be. And as you know, inflation started to jump up.
Oh yeah.
In last July, Joe Biden claimed it was, and the White House claimed it was only going to be transitory. Even Jerome Powell, what a joke, claimed that. I immediately went and was up at the Epoch Times as to why that wouldn't be the case. You can't have a war on energy and expect CPI to come down. You can't spend like we were money and had been and expect it to come down. And sure enough, today we came out with, what, 8.5% inflation, which I want people to understand how big that is. That's one out of every $12 is taken out of your pocket during the year. So if you made $112,000, I'm sorry, yes, if you made $100,000, you were only going to have $88,000. You had a $12,000 pay cut. That's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's not going to end. All the signs are, all the predictions is this is going to last through the end of the year. And a lot of that has to do with gasoline, and people don't believe it's Putin's fault because they felt it before.
Right.
So certainly inflation. And also the border. We're about to get slogged in the border like never in American history. Joe Biden doesn't seem to care. And this is part of the whole lawlessness. Between those two issues, I got to say that I don't think that the Democrats have a way out. Because both these things are happening, and there's it's splitting the party, and I think it's going to be a bloodbath for them. Splitting the Democrat Party because the moderates or swing district Democrats that remain are going to get clobbered. And by the way, last year I predicted the Democrats would be more liberal after this upcoming election than before. And the reason being, even though they're going to get hit hard, or because they're going to get hit hard, the moderates will have lost, and the Democrats remaining in Congress will actually be more liberal as a group than if they had some moderates among them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm concerned that from here to November, knowing, and we know that they're very aware they're gonna lose. They're just gonna go to the wall with it, you know, to try to get everything done they can get done and push through. We really can't stop them. You'd have to overturn those or reverse every one of those once we take over again, wouldn't you?
There's not going to be any major legislation passed between now and November. You know that there is a senator, I'm forgetting where he's from, who suffered a stroke, and he's not able to be there. Joe Manchin is too worried about his current position. I don't think he's going to sign very much either, and I think because inflation's getting worse. So I think that he'll do things by regulatory or executive order, which is substantial. He's about to overwhelm the United States when it comes to immigration. But I don't expect big legislation between now and November for those reasons.
I agree with you. I am worried about some of the stuff that he's going to put in through executive order. And then our people are going to have to get in there and actually pass legislation that'll turn those executive orders around. And
they likely won't get passed, but it will certainly set up the next election. And inflation isn't going to just go away next year either. So, If Biden refuses to be rational on the border, that issue won't go away either. So, and they're expecting I'd say 30 to 40% chance we'll have hit recession next year as well, which will hurt Biden as well.
Oh.
The Republicans will offer items to get out of it, and Biden will reject them. And, you know, the 2024 race, which begins the first Wednesday in November, or second Wednesday in November,
right,
will be off to the races. Let me ask you a prediction.
Oh, God.
If you had to guess today, would Donald Trump be running?
I believe he will. I really do. Everything that he's saying and doing and out there doing, I'm believing he will run. And I think that he'll choose somebody like... some people around him are telling me that he's kind of talking about Nikki Haley as a VP. I'd like to see him choose DeSantis and hope that DeSantis would take the presidential place. That would give us 12 solid years to straighten things out. Because, this isn't going to be a quick fix. Even if we get total control back and we get the presidency in 2024, it's not going to be a couple snaps of a finger to turn around the economic damage. Right?
I hate to say out loud, but the federal budget increased every year of the Trump presidency.
Oh, it did. No question. We know it increased in those years. But right now, we're at a point, how can we pay this back? We can't pay this kind of money back. Your great-grandchildren are going to be paying us back.
There's no record, historical record, of a massive country and government recovering its debt. It's just never happened.
Yep.
It's the reason Roman Republic died in debt, the Greek Republic died in debt, or the Greek democracy, died in debt. No bueno. Thank you. Tough times ahead.
Yep, and it's too bad, and I know they're going to try to blame us for this for years to come, and our illiterate electorate, our illiterate people out there, a lot of them because of our education system, some of them will buy into it. Anyway, Tom, God bless. Always love when you're out with me. How do people find some of your sage writing?
PoliticalVanguard.com. Go there. Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. Don't ever say I don't say anything nice about you. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. You got me for the next hour. We'll be back.